to the second edition. There we go. Hello and welcome to the second edition of GeekCast podcast with Biss and Evan Jalesko. Working on getting Evan on the line right now. A little bit of technical difficulties. Hang with me. Tonight we're going to go over some of the Marvel TV universe. We're going to book the Iron Fist series. There's Evan. And Evan is now on air. What's up, Evan?
No, not much. I might have called the wrong number, and I was like, your show's starting in 3 minutes. I'm like, I know it is. So it's okay.
So we are booking the Iron Fist Netflix series tonight. We'll react to the Daredevil trailer that came out recently, and we'll talk about some of our hopes for the future of Marvel TV. And you DC fans, don't get too down. We are diving into, I believe we agreed the DC movies we're going to do first, or we're going to do TV first?
Because, oh man, Flash is just blowing it out of the water. Just, whoa.
So let's do that. Let's do next week DC TV.
I'm down.
So hang with us there. We'll be there. And let's dive right into the booking Iron Fist up here.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm pretty pumped about this one. So I would like to see them kind of steal a little bit of the Arrow style, where they do a lot of the origin stories in flashbacks. So what I envision is the opening scene, you have Danny Rand walking out, from some, however they want to explain, some fissure into an icy, you have the bridge, which is going to be very important. And we go to a flashback of him just running across that bridge into the city for the first time. From there, he'll travel back to New York, and through traveling back to New York, we'll cover the whole origin story. I kind of like the newer take on it, where his dad's kind of crazed when they're trying to find it, but I'd like to see that kind of done. In the series as well. I think that would be cool. But I'm thinking like the first hour should just be origin. Iron Fist has never been done before, so the story that you have to tell. And I think the best way to do that is to have him traveling back to New York and throughout that flashbacks to cover everything. It's Netflix, so I think we can get a really gruesome depiction of a pack of wolves eating his mother as he runs into the city. You cut the first hour with him showing back up in New York, finally, finding the Mechum, building, getting up, and of course the ninja just coming in and killing a guy, and the whole series will be him trying to track down who that is. I would like to see him run into the Colleen Wing first, and kind of, not have him. I obviously want her and Misty Knight in the series, but I think there should be a cool deal where like he meets Colleen first, and there's kind of like she's talking about Misty Knight and to Danny, and she's talking to Misty about Danny Knight before they meet, and we get that love story that I think obviously is we're gonna have. I would like to see a Steel Serpent in as kind of like a red herring, kind of in a way. Somebody that he thinks is maybe the ninja, except for isn't. I don't know. That's a weird turn on it, I think. And I'd like to see Master Khan as the reveal of the true big bad, but we never really see him until there's a second season, hopefully, of Iron Fist. And the other thing that I'd like to see is I'd like to see all the business of the Iron Fist series wrapped up at the end so that he can go into Defenders without and take on whatever the big bad in Defenders is without any distraction from the series. Yeah. Oh, the last thing that I think definitely needs to happen, last episode or second to last episode, should be the weird bombing where Misty Knight loses her arm so that we can capture that going into season two. And that's what I got, man.
That's fair. Last week I had like a whole Spider-Verse planned out, right? Like this guy's going to be this. This is how you solve it to this, et cetera. My main want in the Iron Fist series, and it's so small and I'm not going to get it. And this is all I want for is the scene where he gets knocked unconscious fighting ninjas. And then Luke Cage takes him to Night Nurse and she's like, she's questioning him. And he's like, Danny, do you know who you are? And then he looks at her and he goes, I'm Danny Rand. I'm the Iron Fist and I know Kung Fu. Hi-ya! Like, that's all I want. Like, that's it. Like, ideally, man, like, the story could be done in flashbacks, but depending on how you want to do them, I would really love the, I always call it the Tournament of the Immortals, but the Immortal Weapons fight. Like, God, Netflix has the money. Give us those crazy fucking kung fu fights and then have his origin be told in flashbacks while he's on breaks of fights.
Yeah.
Like, that would be my ideal situation for Fat Cobra, you know, all of them. Just, and then, like, he leaves them and then comes back and, like, he's like, sup, Luke? And then, you know, him and Misty Knight and others can be seen in the flashbacks of how he became who he is. But interspersed with that, like, that connects him to everything. And then we just have these crazy kung fu fights, and that would be awesome to me. And maybe build up Rand Enterprises as something the Kingpin tries to acquire. Wrap it all into that. I don't know. I just want the Night Nurse scene. She doesn't get enough appreciation for what she does, quite frankly.
Yeah, I definitely want to see some, like, Shaw Brothers, Bruce Lee-type influence stuff. Like, just old-school kung fu. I want it to feel very 70s.
I almost want it to be like Black Dynamite, not like as satirical as Black Dynamite is, but almost like kind of like, you know, those are the flashbacks, these crazy kung fu fight scenes with him and Luke Cage, and then like it cuts to whatever. Or like have him in a boardroom like musing off and what he's thinking, and like he's daydreaming like a 70s kung fu fight and everything. Yeah. That would be fun to me.
Definitely want kind of like that smoky imagery of the flashbacks, you know? I think they definitely have to, the origin story is important here because it's never been done before. I know Marvel has kind of foo-fooed at doing origin stories, but I think this one's pretty important. So, and I think the big thing is capturing the character in the first season of all these series, honestly. Which I guess kind of brings me to the Daredevil trailer. I'll yield to you. What were your impressions of
sick is that last shot where it's black and white, and then as he picks his face up, it's like the red of blood? Dude, that's killer filmography, if that's even the right term. I'll ask Kelly about it later. And Lexi. Lex, I call him. I don't know why I say Lexi, because it reminds me of Gargoyles. That's why I say it, Lexington. that's just a great visual. And, like, I rewatched it, and I think there's a scene where you see somebody running at him, like this big figure running at him. I think that's Kingpin. I think we get two shots of him that we didn't realize. We get the one to his back admiring art, which, man, how stoked are you for Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin? Because, like, when I heard that, I'm like, that doesn't make sense. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, that does. Like, that makes. And then, like, he bulked up for it and everything. Like,
yeah.
That is really choice cast.
Yeah. So I was, when I heard the casting, I was disappointed. I was like, where's Bullseye? There's a pretty good rogues gallery for Daredevil. But watching the trailer, I was like, I see what you're doing. Like, it's very similar to me what they did with the first Thor movie, where it's basically, okay, we're going to tell you who these people are. And I'm more pumped for this than I was Thor. to and just the grittiness is gonna be beautiful. So like you said, that last scene,
gorgeous. And like honestly, I think the trailer doesn't show us all the people we're gonna meet. Like,
yeah,
I know it can't, but like, man, I wouldn't be surprised if Jennifer Garner shows up to reprise that sweet role she loved ever so much. Any of it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we got Bullseye or somebody, maybe not at his level yet, but like, it, you know, not only can it be a superhero's origin story, it can be a supervillain's origin story too, that's kind of told to the side.
And you have to wonder too, who's, because Kingpin's going to need random henchmen and muscle. So you have to wonder what's that going to entail as well. On a personal level, I love the White Tiger character, so I would love to see the original White Tiger, maybe even just hinted at. I don't know, maybe that might happen with Iron Fist as well, but, you know.
That'd be pretty cool. I honestly, Typhoid Mary crossed my mind because I thought she was an interesting character. And I think if done right, she could really add. And I also had to think, like, street-level villainry. And, like, I don't think it would be a bad idea to introduce maybe the Hood, but not as the Hood yet, but as, you know, the petty crime guy he is at the first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that could definitely lead to some cool shit. So, I don't know, like, there's a lot of possibilities that I'm excited for, and that trailer really fucking psyched me up for it. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, that was, the Jessica Jones casting has me super excited, but that trailer got me just as excited for Daredevil. Let's dive into that a little bit. What are your thoughts on what they've done with Jessica Jones so far?
Man, as somebody who loved Alias, I'm really interested because Captain Marvel plays, I think at the time she was just Miss Marvel. She's actually a part of that story. So are they replacing her with Hellcat? Like, is a question that I wonder, because Hellcat's in it. Is it Hellcat?
Yeah,
it's Hellcat.
Yeah.
And are they going to replace, Captain Marvel's role with Hellcat?
I think that's a very real possibility.
Yeah. I don't dig the chick they cast as Jessica Jones. I don't. She's so small. Like, Jessica, like, man, I'm going to sound like an asshole, but she looks like she has a touch of Downs to her. And, like, I don't like her. I hope she does fine. But, like, from looking at it from a comics view, from, you know, everything else, like, Jessica Jones, kind of an average-sized woman, not like a super skinny one, but like a regular-sized woman, and, like, brown hair. And I know it's something small, but, like, you know, when you change a lot of the character, then it becomes unrecognizable. Like, one of my friends, Margaret, got a little miffed that they changed Squirrel Girl from a brown hair to a redhead. And to me, I don't really, like, that's one small thing. They didn't change the overarching of it. Although, actually, now that I think about it, I think they took away her tail and made it, like, a fake tail. But I'll be honest, I haven't read the new Squirrel Girl, but I hear amazing things about it, but I do plan to get to it. But, like, to me, like, they took Jessica Jones and, like, make her smaller, and then, like, this chick just happened to have black hair, like, don't dye it. Like, out of all the casting choices that I saw, she was the one I wanted to leave. And, like,
did you see the test footage that leaked out?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
I saw the
test
pictures.
I think it's into the ether. But the girl that read in the test footage was amazing.
Is it the girl they cast?
I really like her. No, it's not. So if she beat her out, then maybe there's hope.
I gotta hope. I gotta hope she's really good, because, like, man, and I don't want to sound like it, but, like, she looks not like a former superheroine, because that's the whole shtick of why she's a private investigator now. I mean, she is was a superheroine. Spoiler alert, by the way. Sorry. Maybe we can add that once we get good. We can add post production, like, spoiler. So, yeah, if you're listening to this, shame on you. Shame on me. Sorry, shame on me. To me, the actress who has the actress just has none of that. Like, she's too small. Like, she doesn't, like, look physically imposing. And I'm not saying Jessica Jones looked physically imposing, but, like, this girl has, like, nothing that Jessica Jones that I read had. And, you know, I hope she killed it because Alias is one of my favorite books. Three-pack of books, whatever, the hardcover. It's just a great story.
I think what we need most is a good performance from Purple Man, and I think that we're set up pretty good there.
Oh, man. Yes. My friend, actually, also, Andre, showed me a picture. Did you ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Dennis. Take a picture of Purple Man from that art style, and then look at Dennis from It's Always Sunny. It is literally almost like looking at two fucking, the same person. Just one purple.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll do that after the show, actually.
Yeah, it's crazy. I hope he's purple. Somewhere I heard a rumor that he wasn't going to be. He's going to only just have a purple suit. And it's like, come on, guys. Like, you know, look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They've fully embraced their comicdom, and that's how they succeeded. You kind of got to, like, you need to follow suit. You're about to have, you know, Daredevil, a dude who got radioactive spewed in his eyes. Like, you need to embrace the purpleness of him.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, the origin story for Jessica Jones is kind of similar to that, too. So,
oh, man.
You know, I think...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think
can you imagine if they
possible.
Got Hemsworth and all for that? That would be amazing to me.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert again. Spoiler. Can't wait till we have, like, a post-production guy who can edit all this out. You should read, like, not you, Biff, but people should read Alias, like, before Jessica Jones hits the wave so you can get an idea because it's a great story.
Yeah, that I think they should just hand that out to sell the series because I think that would do it.
Like,
kind of like the Book of Mormon, I guess. Just hand it out.
They're just at your local airports. Have you heard the good news?
Yeah. Opens all sorts of interesting things there.
Well, I mean, with Jessica Jones also, that's you get her backstory through flashbacks. So there's that.
Yeah,
because really, and like what's great about her backstory. Go on.
Yeah, we should run into her after her superhero days are over.
Yeah, like that's what's great. Like her backstory is such a like it's like night and day. Like with what she does now is like, you know, a non super person versus what she did as Jewel or whatever. I think that was her name. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bright purple costume, the bright purple hair and everything. Like it's such a night and day. And like I don't see the person they cast as like she's also super pale. And like just I don't know, man. Anyway, I don't want to harp on the chick who cast her. I'm sure she did great. But it's like, that's what's great. It's like there's such a static difference between her past and her present, and I love it.
I wonder if they're going to play down her past a little bit to keep up with, like, the gritty, I guess, realness of the character. You know, I wonder if it's going to be
maybe
kind of like a flash in the pan type deal to get to where we're at during the series. You know,
I hope they don't because like it's an important thing, and like there's no like okay, so knowing what Purple Man does, but he never physically like rapes her. It's just all the mental thing. So like to me, there's such a
almost worse
better story.
You know?
Yeah, it's a better story. It's more villainous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To just constantly make her desire him, and for him just to be like, no, but now you want me more, and like oh. That's so great. And then I just want that visual of Thor smacking her with the hammer. Like, I don't think we're going to get it, but God, how satisfying would it, how cool would that be just to have, like, Hemsworth in a fucking Netflix series? Just out of nowhere smacks the shit out of her. Like, oh, my God.
You never know. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had not only Nick Fury, but, you know.
That's true, and it's not your mother, not your mother. It's How I Met Your Mother.
Maria Hill,
I know it's Maria Hill, but I can't.
They had
her
twice. Oh yeah, I can't.
They had Nick Fury twice.
I'm horrible. Oh, that's right. They did the very first one.
Mm-hmm. No. Then they had him three times. Because remember who saves Simmons and from the...
Oh, that's right.
Oh, like,
that's right.
Yeah, he's in there actually a couple times, yeah.
Fitz and Simmons, yeah.
Fitz and Simmons. And how sad am I that I remembered to do it this time. The spoiler.
Wait, if you're,
Bill Paxton
if you're
died.
If you haven't gotten caught up on season one, you know, that's on you. And you're listening to something titled Marvel TV.
It's true.
You know,
fuck you.
So that's on you at that point. Speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., what are some of your hopes for, I guess, the rest of season two and a hopeful season three?
Well, it looks like they're introducing the Inhumans. So, I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't know a lot about them. Obviously, I know Black Bolt, Medusa, Crystal, through the Fantastic Four stories from the current storyline that's going on now. But, like, I don't know. Like, I know Gorgon's one of them. And other than that, man, like, I don't know terribly a lot about them. And I'm excited to meet a lot of them. I know Quake,
and
obviously.
I think we're going to meet new characters too. I don't think that they're going to pull a ton from the comics for this one because, you know, they basically have to, 2019 now is the Inhumans movie. So,
yeah.
I mean, they basically got to kick the can down the road, you know, shit, that'll be 4 years.
I wouldn't mind Deathlok showing up again, Blizzard showing up again. You think that kid's Blizzard? I think he's Blizzard.
He's got to be Blizzard.
Yeah.
He's definitely
like
a Blizzard.
Yeah. So, there are two Blizzards, that's true.
Yeah, I'd like to see him full on, you know, supervillain Blizzard.
Yeah, obviously. I would like to see the Absorbing Man again. He was a surprising character.
So far.
Yeah. And like what's great about him is like he can be like a low level hero, but then if you need him to rise, like he can. Like his powers allow for him to be like, you know, he can range from a lot, you know?
Yeah. Man, it sucks because it would take more than probably the TV budget has, but they have Abomination just kind of sitting in a warehouse somewhere, you know? Like he's in mothballs somewhere, and you know that should definitely be touched on because that's like a not a major player, but that's a very powerful villain that's just kind of out there, you know.
Yeah, and like if they keep to the continuity that they had in the Hulk movie, like he's not like a mindless. Well, he never was, but now I don't remember. Emil Blonsky was never like a military guy, right? Just want to make sure I'm not remembering this right. He was just like, you know, he wasn't like the dude who played him in the movie. I can't remember his name either.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. And like, and it really wouldn't be hard, like, because they did that bit where he was kind of powered up while in human form. Like, it wouldn't be that hard to like kind of do the play that they did in Avengers where like he's human. Oh, shit, he's hulking out and we just kind of see snippets of him.
Yeah.
Or that, like, he's got to take something, otherwise, like, his arm starts to turn green, and he starts to get big again, and then, like, he takes his fucking serum, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it would be kind of cool, like...
With Tadbolt in the series, you can do all that stuff, you know?
It would be kind of neat for them to do, like, a Thunderbolts, like, a villain Thunder, obviously, Thunderbolts, the non-reformed version, to go against the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a bit, and it'd be kind of cool if he was one of them.
Yeah,
like working for the U.S. government under Talbot.
Yeah, and there's guys out there that could, you know, obviously Donnie Gill could easily have been recovered by the U.S. Army. You know, you have Absorbing Man basically in their custody, and then maybe you
have
introduce
Abomination
other characters that way. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you could introduce the leader. The guy is maybe not full leader yet. You could introduce... who were we talking about last week? Paladin. Paladin could be introduced that way. Swordsman. Yeah. No, his name's not Swordsman. What's his name?
Swordsman, yeah.
Maybe? Yeah, it is Swordsman, yeah. Cause I, and then there's Mach 5, I want to say. Like, there's a whole gallery of, like, you know, like B and C list characters that they could just throw just as an introductory characters. And if they don't work, you know, switch them out for whoever. But that would be kind of cool.
What's kind of cool, too, is they can kind of do, like, a version of a character that's not the character if they have to. They have enough, you know, with the Inhuman stuff now. Like, maybe they can't do Beetle. They can do a version of Beetle, you know, which I guess is that a Spider-Man property is how that falls. Some of that stuff
is I don't know.
So.
Right? Well, I mean, they have the rights to the Spider-Man property again, so.
Yeah. So.
But maybe they do have Beetle. I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question, though. Maybe, you know who I really want to show up somewhere, and if he shows up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'll love it all the same. Stiltman. There's a villain that needs to be around.
Or just maybe randomly in the Netflix series, you know, just as hopeless as possible. But, you know, I mean, where he shows up in each one and just gets his ass kicked, you know, would be amazing.
Like, that would be great.
I think my number one pipe dream hope is that Lance Hunter at some point leaves the agents to start up MI-13.
I don't see how that couldn't be a thing they could do on Netflix if they really wanted.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
even
Netflix opens a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. Even if that's just a, you know, maybe 3 or 4 episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. in season 3 are involving them having run-ins with MI-13 and we can build up some of that stuff, I'm totally down. That's the one thing I want to see. So,
I mean, hell, like, so we haven't talked about Agent Carter, and that's because I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to binge it soon. Like, we just got 6 episodes of that. Why couldn't we get, like, 6 episodes of MI6? You know what I mean?
MI6.
Of, like, Captain Britain's origin that ends, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They had that really bad crossover with the Thor movie, but there's a lot of cool stuff, like, stuck in England that they could play with off that movie to explain some of that stuff.
Like the giant beast that we see at the end of Thor 2.
And just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody cleaned that up, right?
Hopefully. Jesus, I hope.
Or I mean, that could be what running around. I don't know. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How much time we got left?
This came to, we got 2 minutes. So we got about a minute to break this down and we'll go home. But you like that one? Wrestler's doing a
comedy. I did,
But, I mean, what's stopping them from doing if the Netflix stuff takes off? I really want to see Punisher versus Daredevil adapted. What's stopping them from doing like a 4-part, you know, 4-part, 1-hour Daredevil versus Punisher series? In the, you know, just randomly.
Yeah.
It's not set to a TV schedule. They can basically put out whatever they want on that as long as they don't, you know, stumble over their own toes. I think the Netflix stuff opens a ton of possibilities.
I 100% agree. And especially with, like, Disney and, like, saying they're going to do specific channels for people. Like, I think that opens a possibility. Like, there's so many possibilities. Like, you know, I just finally sat down and watched the Avengers porn. That's a great flick, you know? You know what? Funny enough, I actually didn't know that existed until somebody told me recently. Like, no way.
Oh, well,
like, yeah. China's She-Hulk. And I'm like,
to it,
so,
you know.
Yeah, I was blown away. I'm like, I do need to watch that. I haven't watched it, but I'm going to get to it. Because apparently, like Miss Marvel's in it, Scarlet Witch is in it. Like, somebody showed me, like, a picture of it, and I'm like, dude, that's crazy.
So we'll be back next week. I guess we'll try to go for Tuesday. If not, we'll do a Wednesday, but we'll figure that out if I don't, you know, have another fight with Ra's al Ghul on a Tuesday. And we will cover some DC TV. We got to figure out what we're going to book next week, but I guess we'll get together and talk about that.
Yeah. And as always, fuck Fantastic Four.
Oh, we didn't give them that fucking Fantastic Four.
Well, as long as we mention that fuck them, you know, I think that's good enough.
Nice. Well, Excelsior, and we will see everyone next week.
See you next week, true believers.
Ha!
Got them both.